And how long have you been working at Waffle House?
I've been working for Waffle House for well over a year now.
How do you like it?
It's good money, and it's always interesting. Can't say I complain about it.
How is working the late night shift compared to the daytime hours?
I wouldn't trade it. Like, I would hate to have to work during the daylight hours. It's always more interesting, much more fun to be had working these late night hours, and less, not as strict rules as working during the daylight hours. No managers.
What kind of customers come in late at night?
All kinds. You got old, young, crazy, drunk, kids coming in to study. It's always a very eclectic crowd.
Do you feel safe working here at night?
Right here where our store is, yeah. The police station, like the little substation right across the street, Columbia Police, always riding through. We have a lot of them are regular customers, and then we have a security guard at armed security Wednesday through Sunday. So, yeah, I don't worry about it here.
Do you feel safer working here since the city implemented its policy to get the homeless out of the city?
I really ain't seen much of a change, to tell the truth. Like, most of the ones that they thought were homeless are actually just people that just enjoy wandering the street at night. So I don't see the difference.
Do you agree with their policy?
No, not at all. I think that just because people are having a hard time, you know, it's not. And then all the things that the city offers homeless people, it's kind of like an attraction. It's kind of redundant.
What do you think is the best way to deal with the homeless problem?
I really don't see, like, there's a big solution to it. It's just kind of when people decide that they've had enough of that kind of lifestyle, they get up and they do what they feel they need to. I mean, the city offers plenty of alternatives to helping people out, to getting them on their feet, and it's just them choosing to do it. I don't see where they could do any changes, and thinking that they're pushing them out of the city is like actually not working.
Do you feel safer since the library was shut down?
No, that didn't affect anything. I mean, in my opinion, the library is the only club in Five Points. So of course it was the one that drew the attention. But the same kind of clubs are down there in the Vista. It's just that I think that they cater down here in Five Points, caters to a more young crowd than in the Vista, so we're going to have more problems.
Do you think it's fair that the library was targeted as a main source of gang activity?
No. Look at the area we're in, the surrounding areas around. It's like a gang ghetto area. You got one end of the street that's really nice, and then as soon as you pass a corner, it's back into a gang-infested drug area. It's the area. It's not so much that the library was drawing them in. It's just, you know, the area that we're in. The Vista doesn't have to deal with that because they're not surrounded by gang and ghetto areas.
Does any gang activity occur around this Waffle House?
Yeah, we got vandalized about 2 weeks ago, just people writing stuff on the walls. But for the most part, we haven't had to deal with the kind of things that others have dealt with. It's mainly just drunk frat guys getting mad at each other over who eat whose food and fighting.
How do you feel about the gang activity that does occur?
I feel like it's mainly kids. I think that if Five Points did like what the Vista does and you're not allowed anywhere in there after 10 o'clock at 21, I think we wouldn't have near the problems that they have. But it's being a college area and there's so many freshmen, it's not going to happen. But I'm not I feel like it's just dumb kid moves. Most of it's just these young kids out here trying to play at being older with the rest of the crowd.
The library reopened under a new name, Harden Bar Group, with different lighting and different paint. Do you think that's going to attract a different crowd?
No. It's still the library to anybody that asks about where they're going. It's the library. Nobody's calling it by that name, and it's still the same crowd going there, although they're feeling a little bit more angry and agitated, and I think that's just going to be even more problems because they feel like that certain group of people that go there were targeted.
How has the late-night Waffle House crowd changed since the step-up in police downtown when Martha Childress was shot?
There for a while, our our like attendance, I guess you would say, declined. The business wasn't as good because they were kind of like forcing everybody out around 2 o'clock when that's supposed to be our busiest time at night. But here lately, it's starting to pick back up. It's just like what happened when that kid got beat up downtown. All those guys jumped on him. There for a while, business went down. But when they got lax again, everybody came back in. It was same old. And that's exactly what's going to happen now.
Do you think students are safer now?
I think students are safe as they were any other time. It's just choices that people make that's going to harm us. It's not really anything that the city can do or anything that they can change. It's just people make stupid choices and someone ends up hurt. It's just a matter of fate.
Do you feel as though this Waffle House contributes to the crime problem?
I wouldn't say it does, because we do our best to like stop stuff from going on, but it's the only late night joint here, and there's not that many Waffle Houses around. I think the next closest one is down Garner's Ferry Road, so of course we're going to attract the late night crowd, which, you know, most people that are out this area aren't exactly looking for, you know, good things.
What's the craziest thing you've seen working the late night shift?
I've seen fights galore, just drunk people in general. You just missed it. These guys did like a circle of the parking lot trying to figure out a way to get out of here. It's like, you know, right next to bars. Everybody's coming down here to get drunk. This crazy thing happened every night.
What's the most ridiculous order you've taken?
Had one guy order 3 All-Stars, which is like 3 waffles. It's 3 2-egg breakfasts and 3 orders of bacon. And he eat them all. Plus, I order a grits on the side because he got hash browns on all 3 plates.
Do you feel as though the customers respect you properly?
Yeah, I've been here for a while now, so mayhap I get a little bit more respect because I've kind of set the boundaries with most of the people, and even to the returning kids that'll come back down here for USC and Benedict and Allen. They know me because I was here when the store opened, so I don't have to deal with as much as the newer girls has to deal with, but for the most part, they kind of conduct themselves accordingly.
Where do you see this Waffle House headed in the future?
We're a high-volume store. We make great money, great profits here. So I see us being here for as long as any other Waffle House has stood, like the one on 321 that's been there since ancient times. They're probably going to end up being like a historic monument in 5 Points.
Where do you see yourself headed in the future?
I enjoy the money right now. It's great money, and it pays all the bills and affords me the little extras. So for right now, I'm going to be here, but hopefully when I graduate, and I'll have a better job than serving tables.
Where do you go to school?
Benedict.
What do you study?
I'm trying to become a social worker, so social work and some other extras.
Where would you like to see yourself in the future with social work?
To go to work for LaRadac to help drug abuse and, you know, kind of help them be a counselor.
Do you feel as though you have the opportunities to accomplish that?
Down here, yeah, of course. LaRadac has internships and of course down here, there's such a great need in this area.
How does working at this Waffle House compare to working at other Waffle Houses?
There's nothing like being down here. I've worked at 4 other Waffle Houses before this one opened, and I have not seen or heard the things that I've heard. And of course, because we're in 5 Points, they afford us luxuries because, you know, the crowd that we get down here, the clientele is way different than any other place I've been to.
Where did you work before here?
I worked at the Bluff Road Waffle House right there by the stadium. I worked on Clemson Road, and I worked overall 321 in Lexington.
How would you feel about the city closing off 5 Points with barricades and admitting people downtown like they do on St. Patty's Day?
I think it would be a horrible decision. I think that it would cost us dearly in profits, because generally our biggest customers are foot traffic. It's not the drive-ups, it's foot traffic. So I don't think that would be the best solution, and I'm pretty sure, like, if that was to happen, the 5 Points Association would step in and be like, you're killing business, it's time to back out, like they did last year when the police force were kind of pushing everybody out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up right here in Columbia.
How was it?
I loved it. I didn't grow up right here inside the city. I grew up down Bluff Road at all 48, so I didn't have the experience with the city life until I started working up here. But I've grew up here in Columbia. I love it, and I don't plan on leaving.
Do you feel as though the pay you have here is enough to support your kids?
We manage. We're not on any welfare. We have our own place, and the kids have their own bedroom. So I think we manage pretty well on what I make. It's a lot of making ends meet and robbing Peter to pay Paul.
What does your family think of you working here?
They're just glad that I'm not out like the rest of my brothers in prison or selling dope. I'm actually trying to get somewhere with my life. So it's better than anything else.